she dates because no one stood up to her. She had a boyfriend, by the way, but I still wanted to have some fun with her. She started asking me, what do you do? I told her, I'm an author, a speaker, and most of what I do is to teach people how to reach their full potential. Right now, I'm working on a book to teach guys how to understand women. She laughed and asked, you are teaching guys how to understand women? Her tone was implying that I had no clue as to what I was talking about. It was all a test. I had been teasing her and being playful all day and then again all night at dinner. She sensed my confidence and cockiness, and she was testing to see if she could deflate me. I started teasing her and being even more playful. She started telling me that she didn't like me and said, you aren't a very nice guy, you're mean. She was being playful, but in a not-so-playful way. She was trying to intimidate me. Google Corey Wayne, women bluff to test your strength. Everyone around us was having a good time and laughing at the whole interaction between the two of us. Here I was, sitting with a whole group of girls, and she was trying to make me look bad, as though I didn't know what I was talking about. So I started giving her a taste of the information I was working on, which was what I knew about understanding women. I explained the way things are with women, what motivates them, why they do what they do, and why guys do what they do. As I started telling her what I knew about women and explaining all of these things, over the course of about a half an hour, she went from a real hardcore, you don't know anything about women, to, I guess I was wrong, you really do know what you're talking about. She's been testing me, and by staying centered and believing in who I was, she started to change her mind about me. After that, she told me, I didn't really like you at first, but you're actually a pretty cool guy. Beautiful women will often bluff you to test and see if you're really confident. Her bluff was in saying that she didn't like me, and it was her test to see if I would maintain my center and be strong in who I was. I called her bluff, and some of her barbs had been pretty negative. She went from telling me that she didn't like me to telling me that she did, and after a couple of glasses of wine, she started saying, Corey, I love you. You're so sweet. This whole time, she was touching me and moved her chair closer to me. We sat there, continuing to talk. I kept my hands to myself, maintaining my composure, and leaning back in my chair. She was leaning forward and touching me. We all decided to go back to one of the girls' rooms. Each of us had these big jacuzzis that could comfortably fit 8 people. So we start to walk toward the room, and we get about 10 feet away from the dinner table, and she grabs my hand and told me that she wanted to hold it. I went back to my cabana and got changed, and we all ended up hanging out for a couple of hours. All this time, we were talking, teasing, and joking back and forth. On the third day of the event, she would come over and sit next to me. She would get up and leave with her friends once in a while, but a little while later, she would come back and sit next to me. Remember the cat analogy? At one point, she said, let me crack your toes. So she grabbed my toes and proceeded to crack them. It really hurt, and I said, ow, that hurts. Later in the day, I was sitting outside the event on this low 3-foot wall, and she came over, grabbed my feet, and started cracking my toes. It still really hurt. I got up and said, give me your hand. She gives me her hand, smiling with a look that said, what are you going to do now? I lifted her hand up to spin her around, and as she spins, I spanked her on the butt in a playful but firm way. She turned around with a stunned look on her face, and I just said, brat. She then tried to spank me back. I grabbed her hands and told her simply, I'm the spankor, not the spanky. She said, you can't spank me. I told her, well, if you weren't a brat, you wouldn't get spanked. I was being totally playful, and there was a shift that happened in her. I don't want guys to hear this and think they can just simply get away with something like this. You can only get away with things like this if you totally own who you are. Don't just go out and grab the hands of women you meet and start spanking them. You have to be playful, but totally own your masculinity and be assured of what you are doing. Later that night, which was the last night of the retreat, we were sitting in the jacuzzi talking again. At this point, there was another guy that came into the group. He would be considered a cock blocker, and it was obvious he was also interested in this woman, as well as another one that was present. I was watching this guy continually go over to the one I spanked and touching her, and she was touching him back. I maintained my composure and just sat there, throwing little funny remarks at her. She started telling me how she didn't like it. To show me just how much she didn't like it, she kept swimming over to where I was in the jacuzzi and proceeded to playfully slap or hit me. I would grab her and wrestle with her, dunking her head underwater. Then she proceeded to tell her two girlfriends, Corey spanked my ass yesterday. He can't do that. They told her how they thought it was funny and playful. She was looking for them to gang up on me and bust my chops, which they didn't, because they really liked me too. Every few minutes she was away from me and would say something, and I would throw some funny little barb back at her. She would come back to my side of the jacuzzi and start wrestling with me. One time I was over by where the seat was, and I pulled her up and out of the water and spanked her bottom and pushed her back into the water. Later she started again to tell me how she didn't like me, and so on. I looked right at her and said, "That's not true." She turned to her friends for support and complained that I was doing this and that to her. Her two girlfriends basically said, "We haven't seen anything like this since we were in grade school. It's really fun to watch. It's obvious that you really do like Corey." She replied, "I do not." They said, "Yes, you do. Every 5 minutes you keep going over to him, wanting to play with him, touch him, and wrestle with him. You wouldn't do that if you didn't like him." This is the effect you can have on a woman when you're being playful but still in your center. Now, I want to be clear. She did have a boyfriend, so I didn't kiss her or anything. Why? It's just not the right thing to do. I was just playing with her and having fun. I simply won't mess with women who are married or who have boyfriends, but I will have some fun with them. Remember when I said you treat all women the same? The point I am trying to make is that you should always be playful and open to meeting different women. One good thing to understand is that dating, courtship, and love should always be playful. You should always be having a good time with it. We didn't have any serious conversations. They were all humorous and fun. We were sharing stories and making each other laugh. The next morning, we were all saying our goodbyes, and she came over and gave me a hug and said, "Corey, I had a lot of fun. I had a really good time with you." That was it. If she had been single, I would have gone for the kiss and later given her the flesh rocket. This also goes back to another point I mentioned earlier. Don't go into a relationship, any kind of relationship, with the thought of what you can get out of it. You should go into a relationship to give. This woman had a boyfriend. I knew that. I knew I wasn't going to get anything serious out of our time together, so I made it a fun experience for us both. That's how you need to approach all the relationships and women in your life. Always go into it to have fun, be playful, and just be a strong, confident, centered guy. Part 7. Keep it steady. Continue the mystery. From the beginning, I have talked about being a mystery to a woman. Let her do all of the work of pulling the information out of you. This is so important, and I really wanted to emphasize that you need to maintain your level of mystery, not just in the beginning, but throughout the relationship. So now you have been out on your first successful date. You have done everything right, and some people say, call her the next day and tell her what a wonderful time you had, just so she doesn't sit around and wonder. I say, wrong answer. You want her to wonder about you, because again, that is going to have a positive effect on her attraction for you. As far as timing, when do you call her? Let's say you have had your first date and everything went great. You're going to wait until the next week. You're going to use the same principle you used when you called her for the first date. In the beginning, you date once a week until she starts initiating contact and reaching out to you first. Once she starts reaching out to you several times a week, you'll simply set the next date and get off the phone. The idea is men will pursue in the beginning of a relationship, usually through week 2, week 3 on average, and once the woman starts reaching out in between those dates, then the guy's pursuit is over, and from that point forward, all he has to do is wait to hear from her, and then when he does, make the next date and then get off the phone. You're the leader who starts the dating process by going out once per week, and she escalates the frequency of dates by her calling you a day or two later and you setting the next date. As her attraction grows, she calls you more and more. Therefore, you start to see each other more and more. If she ever backs off, always go back to the once per week rule where you initiate one phone call per week to set one date per week. If you had your date with her on Wednesday or Thursday, you're going to call her the following Monday or Tuesday to ask her out for a date by saying, "When are you free to get together?" The important thing is that you want to limit your dates to once a week until she starts calling or texting you after dates. Then you use her initiated contact to set the next date. When you make your date, set it up a couple of days in advance. Now, when it comes to saying, when are you free to get together, don't be a fucking robot and say the same thing over and over. The idea is to ask her what her schedule is like. You could also say something along the lines of, what's your availability this week? What days are you available? Instead of just being like a robot and parroting, when are you free to get together every single time? The goal is to get her to start reaching out to you first, and then you set the next date and get off the phone. This is what causes her to start chasing you. Google Corey Wayne, texting that attracts versus repels. It always shows more confidence and masculinity if you call instead of texting her. However, if she texts you first, it's okay to use texting to set the next date. Assume if she contacts you that she wants to see you. Therefore, make a date happen in as few steps as possible. This is similar to the concept of spoon-feeding her your time. When you are not with her, then she is thinking and wondering about you, and this increases her attraction to you. If she calls you to talk, that is her way of saying, I like you. I'm trying to get your attention. That's what women do. The more they like you, the more they want your attention. The more they want your presence. Typically what happens is after the second or third date, she starts texting or calling you a day or two later. Then the second or third week, you'll start seeing her about twice a week because she's reaching out to you more and more. By week 5 or 6, you will be seeing each other about 3 times per week. By week 7, she should be starting to fall in love and starting to bring up the topic of being exclusive. Google Corey Wayne, how to keep a relationship casual when she wants to be serious. The pursuit. If she does happen to call you, remember, the phone is for making dates, not being her therapist, emotional tampon, or gay male girlfriend. You need to maintain the attitude of a busy guy. You will say, hey, what's going on? She may say, oh, I just wanted to tell you that I had such a great time the other night at dinner and just wanted you to know that I was thinking about you. These are good signs. The fact that she has called you means that she is now pursuing you, which is a great thing. It means that you did a good job on your first date. Not all women are going to call you after the first date. Actually, very few of them will, except the ones that have an extremely high attraction for you to start with. If they do call you, you can simply say something along the lines of, great, well, I had a really nice time too. When are you free to get together next? She might say, I'm free Sunday and Tuesday, and then you reply, great. How about Sunday, blah, blah, blah? And she'll reply, okay. And then you make definite plans to meet up or pick her up. The goal is to eventually get the woman to start pursuing you. If she's pursuing you, it means she really likes you. But if she hasn't called and you went out on a Monday, you are going to wait until the following week to call her and ask her when she is free. If you do everything right for the first 2 months, she will be in love with you by the end of the second month. By week 7 or week 8, she will be calling or texting you 2 to 3 times a day, and you will pretty much be together all of the time. Regardless, for the first 2 months, the phone is for setting appointments, period. It is not for getting to know her. Salespeople sell you in person, not over the phone. If you give away all the information about yourself over the phone, it makes you boring and predictable. You are not being centered. All of a sudden, you will see yourself going from a guy that has been really busy, maybe dating 10 other women, to a guy that has nothing else going on. A few weeks into the relationship, if you start doing that, she will stop pursuing you. Google Corey Wayne, why chasing women guarantees rejection. And Corey Wayne, excessive contact causes rejection. You will start pursuing her again, and she won't be as eager to see you. This is because you have actually been turning her off. She's getting bored because you are acting like a woman, not a man. Google Corey Wayne, women need to wonder about you. So it's a dance. It's more of an art than a science. It is a balance, and you have to understand that you always have to read her level of attraction. This is an important concept. If she is always chasing you, then she's not dumping you. She can't be breaking up with you if she is pursuing you. If she is calling you all the time, keep the conversation short, tell her you are really busy, but you really would love to see her, and ask her when she is free to meet up. Make a definite date. Don't let her try and give you the call back to confirm. She will respond, great. Initially, in the first month or two of dating, you haven't built an emotional bond with her yet. Google Corey Wayne, you've got nothing to prove to women. You are kind of on probation in her eyes. She is slowly opening up to you emotionally as long as you continue to pass her tests and do things right. Over the long term, once you have started to successfully open her up to you emotionally, because of your strength, she will continue to open up more and more. She will want more and more of your presence, time, and who you are as a man. What usually happens to me is that the first couple of weeks, I will be the one that calls and asks her out on a date. As she gets comfortable, her attraction level starts to get to a 7 or an 8. Then she will actually start calling me. When she calls, I ask her out for the next date. Just remember, until she is in love with you, you want to stay off the phone, even if she is the one calling you. When she calls you, take the opportunity to make the next date with her. If you are letting her come to you by setting dates when she contacts you, you'll never have to worry about over-pursuing and turning her off. Google Corey Wayne, let women come to you. The important concept to grasp is the need to back off. In my situation, I had met a woman I really liked. We started dating, and at one point, she started calling me all the time. I always answered her phone calls and was always available. We started seeing each other a lot. Suddenly, without my paying attention to the signs, she was starting to tell me, I'll call you when I'm on my way, and giving me other types of wishy-washy responses. What happened is I was no longer making definite plans and was placing myself at her beck and call. Without realizing it, I was slipping into that mode where I thought, okay, we've been dating long enough and I can just hang back a little. No big deal. We started talking on the phone more and more and seeing each other in person less and less. The end result was eventually she reached the point where she called and said, I'll call you when I'm on my way. I replied, no problem. We never set a definite time, and I went along with it. Then she started telling me some wishy-washy nonsense about her cousin wanting to come over, and I said, we have a date tonight. I'm here waiting for you. At that point, she canceled on me, and I didn't hear from her for several days. What happened was that I was allowing her to totally have her way with me. She would make plans when she wanted to make plans and call me when she wanted to call me. My being at her beck and call was being weak. She was no longer curious. At that point, she knew she could have me. I wasn't paying attention to her attraction level. She wasn't in love with me, so it was way too soon for me to be doing the things I did in this situation. What I want you to understand is that if you screw up, let's say you're dating and she's calling every day, and then all of a sudden she backs off, don't call her because she didn't call you. 9 times out of 10, it's a test. You need to hang back and wait. Go back to the once-a-week rule. If you are talking to her every day, and then the last time you hear from her is on a Wednesday, don't call her until the following Monday or Tuesday to ask her out for a date. Make sure it is a definite date. If she won't give you a definite date, do the takeaway. If she responds with, okay, we'll do it some other time, wait until the following week to call and ask her out again. If you still can't make a definite date with her, don't bother calling to ask her out again because at that point, for whatever reason, her attraction level has dropped too far. Remember, if she likes you, she will help you. Pay attention and don't get sloppy. Another example I can give involves a friend of mine. He had met a woman he really liked. When he first met her, he made it very clear that he liked her. He was talking about taking her out on a date and was able to get her phone number. He called her the next day and got her voicemail, and she never returned his call. A few days later, he called her again. Now, to explain this a little better, she gave him her cell phone number. I asked, when you called, did it go straight to voicemail? And he told me, each time I called, it would keep ringing and then finally go to voicemail. I told him, okay, it's on her cell phone. You left 2 messages, which you know she has received. She obviously has her cell phone on and knows when she has missed calls. Don't call her again. You've left 2 messages, and if she's interested, she will call you back. If you keep calling her, she's going to see you as weak and needy, and she will definitely not return your calls. You already did a sloppy job when you first met her. At this point, the only thing for him to do was to walk away. so he didn't call her. A week went by, and he really wanted to call her to find out what happened. I told him, just hang back, dude. She will either call you or she won't. If she doesn't, it's because you came off as too weak when you met her. Over 2 weeks went by before he came to me and said, Corey, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, let me guess. She called you. He replied, yes. I asked, did you make a definite date? He said, yes, we're going out Thursday. I told him, good job, dude. I had coached him what to do if she did call. Don't talk on the phone for an hour. It will lower your mystery and reduce the anticipation. Make a definite date, get her address, and tell her you're going to pick her up or give her the place or address where you want to meet her. Mention that you are busy, but you look forward to seeing her, and get off the phone. He went out with her, and they've been together for over 8 months now. Had he continued to call and pursue her, she most likely would have never gone out with him. He would have completely missed his opportunity. It was over 2 weeks before she finally called him back. The bottom line is that if she is interested in you, she is going to call you. Don't start running after her. Like the cat, you will only chase her away. Google Corey Wayne, women are like cats, men, dogs. All women, whether you are just starting to date or you have been together for a long period of time, would test you by not calling you. Even if she is totally pursuing you and calling you every day, at some point, she will test you by not calling. Don't run after her, especially if this happens within the first 2 months. Wait until the following week to call her, set a definite date, and get off the phone. If she is someone you have been dating and are in a serious relationship with and she stops calling, you also need to let this go. Call her up the next week. Obviously, she is upset about something if she goes from calling and texting you 2 to 3 times a day for several months and then stops calling you suddenly. Be indifferent and say, hey, how are things going? Sometimes women will stop calling to test you. If things are too easy and just going along, she will back off on purpose to see if you run after her. Stand your ground. You can't react to the fact that she has all of a sudden stopped calling you. If you do, she will see you as being needy and back off even more. If a woman calls you in those early days of dating and has something she wants to talk about, just tell her, honey, I want to hear everything about it. Why don't you tell me all about it when I see you tomorrow night? Or tell me all about it when I see you on Tuesday. I want to hear all about it then. That way I can give you 100% of my attention. I'm really jammed up right now and I can't talk. Stay off the phone until she is completely head over heels in love with you. By staying off the phone, you are limiting your contact with her. It builds anticipation and lowers your chances of talking her right out of liking you. While she is waiting for the day to come when she gets to see you again, her attraction level is going up. Once it gets to a 9 and she is completely head over heels in love with you, she's going to be calling you all the time anyway. She will start calling you every day. Only then can you loosen up a little bit, but keep in mind that the phone can make things boring and predictable. Some guys get hung up on, oh, I'm having this great conversation with this girl, but they never go out on dates with her. Unless you're going out on dates, sleeping together, etc., you don't have a romantic relationship. You are only friends. Google Corey Wayne, how to turn a friend into a girlfriend. Moving into relationships, how do you know when it's time to go steady? When she is emotionally ready, usually by week 7 of dating, she will bring it up. Until then, hang out, have fun, and hook up. Rinse, recycle, repeat. You just gently lead so she thinks it's her idea. She'll let you know when she wants to go steady. Keep dating other women until she tells you she wants to be exclusive, or until she does not want you to date any other women because she's not dating anyone else. Remember, when she brings up the topic, don't assume she wants to be exclusive. Ask her, what do you mean? If she says, where is this going? Put who you are out into the world and accept whatever comes back. If you love any other way, it is attached, needy love. Real love is none of these things. I wanted to give you an example of how it looks when a woman basically says, I only want to date you. I was dating a girl several years ago that I really liked. I was also still dating other women. She knew I was dating other women, and she was dating other guys too. It came to a point where we were seeing a lot of each other. We had been dating for a couple of months, and we were seeing each other 2 or 3 times a week. We were driving in my car one day, and she said, "I know you have these other girls you are friends with that you also date." Then she jokingly added, "But you better not be sleeping with any of them." That was one way for her to tell me, "I want you all to myself," and that she wanted to be exclusive. Later on in the same conversation, she said, "I know you have a lot of other women that are friends, and you've dated a lot of different girls, but if I found out that you were still dating other women, I'd be pretty upset." After my asking the "what do you mean" question, she finally came right out and said, "I don't want you to be dating anybody else. I want you to be dating only me." I responded by saying, "What do you mean? Are you saying I have to get rid of all these other girls?" She replied, "Yes." I answered, "Well, can I keep just one of them?" At this point, I'm teasing, of course, and I'm being playful about it. And she said, "No." I asked, "Does this mean I have to burn my little black book too?" She said, "Yes." I said, "What if I keep a photocopy just in case?" She said, "Nope, you have to get rid of your book." She was laughing the whole time we were saying this, but this was how she came out and said, "I want you and I want to be exclusive. This is what I want." Never forget, even when you are moving into more serious topics in your relationship, love is playful. Keep it funny and positive, even with serious subjects. Don't get into a serious discussion thinking you have to do things a certain way. Love is supposed to be fun. Don't talk about your future because you will lower your chances of being in it. Let her be the one to bring it up. You need to make it her idea. It's like that nature. You see a lot of animals competing for a female, and she decides which male she's actually going to mate with, who is suitable, and who is acceptable to her. It's the same thing with men and women. Women are going to decide who they want to date exclusively and who they don't. Remember, the couple that plays together stays together. Think of it as though you are 2 children always wanting to have fun. That is the approach you need to take with your relationships to keep the magic alive long term. A guy that understands these principles doesn't need to ask where a woman is as far as her interest is concerned or where the relationship is going. He would be acting like a woman if he did. He always knows where her attraction level is. He is always going to judge a woman by what she does. Most guys don't really understand what the meanings of her words are. Testing during the first 60 days. Let's say a woman breaks a date with you. Your relationship has been going along well, and all of a sudden she starts breaking dates. Right after she has broken a date, she says, "But I can't wait to see you again." Men scratch their heads in confusion thinking, "What does that mean?" If she really wanted to see you, guess what? You'd be going out with her. You would be spending time with her. You have to understand what the meanings of the words are. Guys tend to project their attraction and assume it's mutual. Another thing that's really important to remember is that if a woman shares information with you, you always want to remember it. If a woman goes out on a date with you, she will remember the color of the tablecloth. She can tell you what outfit she was wearing, what you had for dinner, what she had for dinner, and what the bottle of wine was. She remembers everything. Once again, you're left scratching your head thinking, "What?" You will be tested later to see if you were really listening. It may be 2 or 3 dates down the road, or 2 or 3 years down the road, but she is eventually going to say, "Oh, remember when we were talking about this? Remember when I told you that story?" If your response is, "No, I've never heard that story," she's going to know that you weren't listening to her. That goes over like a lead balloon. So when you are looking her in the eyes and acknowledging this stuff, you have to remember, because there will be a test later. If you fail that test, then she will start throwing other things at you to see if you were listening that time. You will start hearing these age-old words, "You don't listen to me." And you will give the age-old response, "Yes, I do." When a woman says you are not listening to her, she is indicating that you are not remembering the things she's saying or understanding where she's coming from. Google Corey Wayne, "How to Communicate with Women Effectively." In her mind, you are not listening to her. You may be looking at her, but are you hearing what she is saying? Are you remembering everything she is saying? Granted, we may not remember things as well as women do, but you had better start remembering the gist of the conversation. It will make her feel hurt and create unnecessary drama. Women are always going to push to see what your boundaries are. They might say things playfully when they're dating. If you don't do this for me, I'm not going to see you anymore. My ex-girlfriend from London would tease me and say, well, I'm not going to come see you then. I'm not going to come see you next month, or I'm not going to come see you in a few weeks. And I would respond, okay, well, I guess it's time to get out the old black book and call up some of my old girlfriends then. She said, you don't have a black book. I replied, yes, I do. I just hid it in a very safe place. She said, well, I'm not going to come see you. I answered, okay, you're not going to come see me. I'm sorry for all the fun that you're going to miss out on. I guess I'll just have to spend my time with somebody else. I would just banter and be playful. It was her way of testing, because guys will bite into that and say, what do you mean you're not going to come see me? She then replies, oh, I'm thinking about not coming. I have a lot of things going on. And he'll say, but I really want to see you. And then she'll say, well, that's really sweet, but you know, it's her way of testing to see, are you really strong? In this situation, she wanted to know that if she didn't come, I would still be myself without her being there. She was trying to test and see how badly I really wanted her to come see me. Her tone was serious when she called, almost as if to say, hey, something might be coming up. I took on an attitude of being jokingly indifferent in this case. She was bluffing to test and see where she stood. She did come to see me, and later on when we were driving back from the airport, she said, were you worried that I wasn't going to come? I gave her a joking glance and replied, no, I knew you were going to come. I knew the only reason you threw that out there was just to test to see if you could get a rise out of me. I never doubted you were going to come. She broke down and laughed so hard, she admitted that I was right. The whole thing had been a test, and she was just teasing and playing around to see if she could get a reaction. She was bluffing to test my strength. Again, women will always test you. If things have been going well, she will test just to stir things up and make it exciting. She will do it just to make life interesting and break up the monotony. Anytime a woman senses a weakness, she's going to test you and exploit it more. If she senses you are needy, or maybe she has said something that made you jealous, then she's going to do a lot more of what made you jealous. She's going to do more of what made you feel needy just to make sure you really aren't needy. The more she senses the weakness, the more she's going to push, and the more she's going to test. You have to become comfortable with being yourself. You need to make it part of who you are. Sooner or later, you will own it, and you have to own it, because if you can't maintain it later in the relationship, if you ever let that down, you are not the person she thought you were in the first place. She will see weakness and test and pull away, which makes you start to pursue, and that will drive her away even more. You have to be strong and in your center. You need to be indifferent and walk away if necessary. A woman has to know that if she pushes you too far, you will walk away and never look back. The strongest negotiating position is being able to walk away and mean it. Until she knows and feels that, you are never going to completely own her heart. The big bounce. I want to talk for a moment about backing up when things start to get squirrely. What happens if you have been seeing a woman consistently and now she doesn't seem to get excited about seeing you? Or you can tell her attraction is dropping. You always want to be aware of that. What is happening is the anticipation is not where it needs to be and you are not being mysterious and unpredictable enough. It's time to pull back a little bit. Back up. If normally you call her back right away when she calls you, wait an hour or two. If you always answer the phone calls when she calls, let it go to voicemail. It is taking two steps forward, one step back. Women pull away, they bluff, and they test. The more you chase after them, the more they will run away, and the more they will test. Remember, the ideal place to be in a relationship is with the woman pursuing you. Back up and let her find the thrill of the chase again. Guys should never call or pursue more than 20 to 30% of the time. Anytime a guy does more than 30%, the woman slowly loses attraction. When dating a woman who has just come out of a long-term relationship or marriage, you have to keep in mind that her feelings are going to be really raw. Emotional healing takes time. I had one girlfriend that I was really good friends with. I used to do an infomercial in Orlando, and she was my co-host. I could tell there was chemistry between us, and I actually took her out because all the signs of high attraction were there. We had a lot in common, and our resumes were almost identical. We went out the first and second week. When I called the third week to ask her out, all of a sudden, I was getting real wishy-washy answers. Everything seemed as though it had been going great, and her attraction level was going up. The week before, when we were kissing, she almost sucked the tongue out of my mouth and had invited me into her apartment at the end of our date. I later found out that she had started seeing a guy she had dated for about 2 years. She had broken up with him about 6 months before and then got back together with him. That's what happened. Keep in mind that the emotions of women who are on the rebound are very raw and they may display very high levels of attraction. You could go out and have a great date and all of a sudden they don't ever want to see you again. They can't see you anymore and you are left scratching your head again. Why? What happened? They weren't emotionally ready yet. That's all it takes. One other important point for avoiding the big bounce is don't try to make your girlfriend, your wife, or your lady your mama or your therapist. If you've had something hard to deal with in your life emotionally or dealing with emotional baggage, don't cry every night in your woman's arms. It might be okay the first night, but if it's an ongoing thing and you're looking for someone to take care of and baby you, it's one of the quickest ways to turn your lady off. Why? You're simply acting like a woman. You must be the leader. Save your sad stories and insecurities for your best buddies. If you are looking for a woman that is that giving, you are looking for someone that is totally in her feminine energy. If that's where she is at, she isn't going to want to deal with your neediness. A woman in her full feminine wants a man that's in his full masculine. She wants a strong, centered, confident guy. The L word. When I tell a woman that I love her, I usually let her say it to me first. When she is ready, she will come right out and say it. Most guys on the first date or the second date are already saying, I love you. Women respond by pushing that neediness away. What? I don't even know you yet. As I said before, guys are visual for the most part. Guys fall in love through their eyes and women through their ears. Men go instantly to that place of, oh wow, I'm going to marry her. Women take longer. Women go out on first dates with the attitude of, let's just see what happens. How this usually unfolds is that you start dating her and you have the first 2 months of the relationship. You are going out with her once a week, and somewhere around week 7, she will move into the I love you phase. If you do everything right, she will be head over heels in love with you after 2 months or week 8. The more you screw up, the longer it will take for her to fall in love. As you get toward the end of those 2 months, and she has said those magic words, I love you, you should have already seen it coming. By now, you should have known exactly where her attraction was, because you have been watching for the signs every step of the way. Some women may have a harder time saying the actual words, but again, you will have been watching for all the signs. You will know when she has reached that level. If she's calling you all the time, calling you once or twice a day, I can't wait to see you again. I miss you so much. That tells you exactly where she's at. I'm dying to see you. I had such a great time the other night. When can I see you again? It is her way of saying, hey, I'm wide open to whatever you want. She is telling you, I want your attention. I want all of your presence. If you follow the script of just setting the next date when she reaches out to you, you'll pretty much be together all the time by week 7 or 8. If she's totally in love with you, she's going to be calling you all the time anyway. That way, you never have to worry about pushing things along too fast. Since she's reaching out to you, you'll be spending more time together at her pace. She opens up to receive you more and more as her attraction level rises. You won't even have to call her anymore once she starts calling and texting you several times a week. When she does call you to talk, you just make your date on the phone and say, great, tell me about it when we go to dinner, etc. It will make her anticipate spending time with you. Oh, I can't wait to see him. When you finally pick her up and go out, she can just completely unload all the stuff she has wanted to share with you. You will be able to see how excited she is to see you. You will be able to feel it when she showers you with her affection and love. It's a lot more fun that way, and it makes things really easy and simple for you. Part 8, Solving the Mystery. Pay attention. Paying attention is, simply put, just being aware. It is important to always use the chart we demonstrated in Part 5 as your little radar. Once you have passed the first 2 months of dating, you are going to stay with your girlfriend and everything is going well. Paying attention becomes an important part of maintaining what you have worked so hard for. You are still going to always be judging her level of attraction. You are always going to be watching what she does. You are always going to be watching her actions. Otherwise, it is too easy to slip into complacency. I still do this myself. You start not paying attention, or you don't call, you don't take your lady out, you don't do what you should. She will subtly let you know. By the time you figure it out, her attraction level has dropped beyond the possibility of salvage, and she is gone from your life. If you're trying to get an ex back or rekindle things with somebody you may have screwed up with, Google Corey Wayne, 7 Principles to Get an Ex Back. I had a girlfriend once that I had been dating for about 6 months. I was getting complacent. I wasn't sure that I really wanted to stay in the relationship. I was having a lot of doubts. She had this guy she dated before me and had blown off when we first met. I remember one night we had talked on the phone and I was kind of short with her. I was real busy. I honestly didn't even realize it. I was just really stressed out from work. She usually called me 2 or 3 times a day. Over 4 days went by and I hadn't heard from her. I thought, uh-oh, I must have done something to really piss her off. So I called her and she told me, I went out with my friend, meaning her ex, and he told me I shouldn't break up with you. He was holding my hand and comforting me. He said I should make it work with you. I thought the whole reason she was telling me this was to say, hey dude, this is your replacement. If you don't get your act together, I already have your replacement lined up. When she told me this, it was the beginning of the end for me. I never felt comfortable trusting her again. She was telling me she wanted to get married a few weeks before, and only after one slip-up, she was hanging out with backup. Not cool. Women who tend to be insecure will do things like this. They're not comfortable enough going it alone, so what they do is they start calling the male orbiters, or the guys that are kind of hanging out in the background that always want to date them, and they start lining them up once they think things are going sideways. Women who have their shit together emotionally will end the relationship, take some time to be alone and heal, and then they'll start dating again. That's why it's so important to watch what a woman does so you can tell whether or not you got a woman with a healthy self-esteem or a woman who's going to call other guys as soon as you start doing something wrong. You have been able to read between the lines. This was her subtle way of saying, you are really screwing up here. Women don't lie. They will always tell you what is going on. If your relationship isn't going well, or you think it's going well, and she starts telling you about this really nice guy that she works with, who has been asking her out and hitting on her, and he's really nice, if she is talking about this other guy positively, it is her way of saying, you need to wake up and get with the program. I have somebody else that's interested in me. If you keep turning me off, you're going to get replaced. Women are not going to come right out and say it. They are a lot more subtle, and you have to learn to read between the lines. If you are screwing up and not spending the time with her that you should, or you are not treating her like you should, you can always tell by how she is acting toward you. Has she stopped lovemaking, kissing, and is no longer touching you? Does she not seem as happy to see you anymore? Maybe she's a little bitchy when you get home. Google Corey Wayne, Beware of the Bitchy Woman. This is all her way of saying, you are failing at making me happy. You are failing at giving me your presence and your love, and so therefore, I'm shutting down. A lot of guys will say, she's just being a bitch. But it is her way of saying that you are being weak, and you are not being centered, and you are not taking care of business the way you should be. Once you have passed the first few months and your lady is totally in love with you, the more of your presence and love you give your lady, the more she wants from you. Women are all about opening up and receiving your love and your presence. The masculine energy is all about purpose, drive, direction, and mission in life and breaking through barriers. Physically, women open up and receive. They are penetrated in every way by their man, and men in every way penetrate the world and their woman. So the more you give to your lady, the more she wants from you. That is why she calls you during the day. Hey, just calling to see what you're doing. It's like a big billboard saying, hey, I just want to feel your love. I want to feel your presence. That's why when you walk in the door, she doesn't even have to tell you that she loves you. She runs up to you and puts her arms around you and kisses you. It is because she wants to feel the love that you have for her. It is also why when she says, hey, look, I had my nails done today. If you say, honey, I'm watching TV. This is the worst thing you can do. You are basically saying to her, I don't love you. I'm not giving you any of my presence. Get the hell out of my way. You are unimportant to me right now. You are invalidating what is important to her. When she says, I just had my hair done. What do you think, honey? You have to stop what you're doing and say, you look beautiful. You look great. She did a great job. I love your nails. I love that new dress you just bought. Your new hair color looks great. That new handbag, I think it goes great with that outfit. You look really hot. Women want to be noticed. Everything they do is about getting your attention. That is why it's so important to understand what your attention means to them. One of my friends wrote a testimonial saying that I saved his relationship. His girlfriend was doing everything she could to try and get his attention. All she wanted to do was feel him. I told him, your sole purpose for being in that relationship is to give to her. So you either need to give to her or go out and get yourself a hooker. Then you can have a transactional-based relationship with no emotional attachments. It's horse trading in essence. Once he got that, he understood that everything she was doing, the clothes she was wearing and the hair, was all about her saying, I want to feel your love. I want to feel your presence. Basically what happens is that without your presence, a woman closes down. She shuts down and puts a wall up. You have shut her down because you haven't given her your presence. So she is going to make it 10 times as difficult for you to get back into her heart again. She's going to test you and make it really hard because she wants to be sure that if she does open up to receive your love, that you are going to give that love and presence to her. If you tell her you love her and you don't show it by your actions that you love her, it's just an, oh, I love you. It means nothing to her if you are not still romancing her. In her mind, if you really did love her, you would be showing her that you loved her. If you really did love her, you would spend the time trying to find out what is bothering her. You would want to know what is really upsetting her. You would get to the root issue and let her communicate so she feels like you completely understand her. Google Corey Wayne, how to communicate with women effectively. So what happens is that there is a shift. Once you have passed her test and proven you are worthy, it is an ongoing process. As long as you continue to do things right, she will remain open to you. And if she ever does shut down on you, then it is your job to break through those barriers. When you have time in with her and have been with her for a while, it's a lot easier to do that as opposed to when you just first met her. So that's why a woman is going to call you in the middle of the day and say, hey, I just wanted to call and tell you that I love you. All she's looking for is to feel you. She wants to feel your presence. She wants to know that you love her and you care about her. But when you are really busy at work, you can't stop what you're doing just to talk to her every time she calls. Google Corey Wayne, why women prefer to chase men. Here's a good example. One of my former business associates is a very weak guy, and his wife is extremely needy. She used to call him 3 or 4 times a day because she was so insecure. He had cheated on her 2 or 3 times over the course of their marriage, and they had been together for about 15 years. When she constantly called him, what she was looking for without realizing it was validation. Does he still love me? Is he still being faithful to me? That was something he had fallen down on a few years earlier in their marriage, so her fear was real. No matter what it was, he would stop doing whatever we were doing to sit there and talk to her. Once we were in a meeting with about 10 people, and she just kept calling over and over again because he wouldn't pick up. Finally, he started to worry that it was an emergency. He picked up the phone and said, "We're in a meeting. Are you okay? Is there an emergency?" She said, "Oh no, I just wanted to call and see how you were doing." He replied, "I'm in a meeting. That's why I kept sending you to voicemail. The only reason I answered was because you kept calling back and I thought there was something wrong." If your wife or girlfriend calls you in the middle of the day and you are busy doing something, you should not stop what you are doing just to talk to her. What you should do if you answer the phone and are talking to her is say, "Honey, I'm really busy. It was really sweet of you to call and tell me how much you care. I just want you to know that I appreciate the phone call. I can't talk right now, but I'll definitely see you tonight. I gotta run. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye." When you go home that night, show her how much you appreciated her calling. "Hey, it was really good hearing from you today. I love hearing your sweet voice in the middle of the day. While you were at work, you weren't really able to talk to her, so she may have felt a little rejected, like you couldn't make time for her, but you just happened to be busy focusing on your purpose. She may be feeling a little down about that, so this is your opportunity to really open her up and acknowledge what she did. It was her way of saying, 'I just want you to know that I love you by calling you in the middle of the day.' Acknowledge it, kiss her, hug her, and say, 'It was really good hearing from you. I just love hearing your voice.' That's all you have to say. It makes her feel as though he really does care. Again, pay attention. Women want your attention all the fucking time when you're in a relationship. You have to acknowledge the things they do to get your attention. This keeps them open. Remember, like I've said before, when a woman feels heard and understood, the legs open. When she doesn't, the legs close. Acknowledge everything they do because you are the one who opened them up, and you worked hard at always building anticipation. Now they are always looking at receiving your love and receiving your presence. That's what the purpose is to her phone calls during the day, the emails, the messages, why they write you little cards, why they leave you little notes and go shopping. It is why they spend 2 or 3 hours at the salon getting their hair done. They are just a big billboard that's saying, "Show me how much you adore me and worship me and love me." When you first come home from work, it is important that the first thing you do before anything else is go up to your wife and say, "Hey, honey, how was your day?" If she jumps in your arms and is hugging and kissing you, it tells you her attraction is a 9 and everything is great. If she says, "I had a horrible day," guys have to understand that your lady doesn't want you to solve her problems. She just needs you to listen to them. If you are unsure when she starts talking, say, "Do you want my advice or do you just want me to listen?" So say to her, "Well, tell me about your day." It is important to have specifics in there and say things like, "Well, how'd that make you feel?" And, "Well, don't leave anything out." What I will often do is while she talks on and on, I'll say, "Well, what else? Tell me more." You are pulling out everything that happened because just by talking about it, it creates rapport. It is making her feel better just by saying, "So if I understand you right, you were talking to your girlfriend Sally and this, this, and this happened and she said that and it made you feel this way." Repeat some of what she said to you. It is your way of acknowledging her and letting her know that you understand her because women want to be understood. The art of communication. One of the clients I am coaching was in a meeting with his girlfriend the other day. Besides being in a relationship, they also worked together. Whatever he said in the meeting, it was as though she was countering everything. She was disagreeing with everything he was saying, and I told him, "The reason why she is disagreeing with you is because things are not going well between the two of you. The reason she is so against or adamantly opposing him is that he was being weak. He failed in his mission and purpose." This was her way of kicking him in the knees and getting him to step up, be a man, and stand up to her. She was testing him and using this as an opportunity to try out a confrontation with him. She was throwing a storm at him, and she wanted him to stay present and strong. What I suggested in this situation was to acknowledge what she was saying. I appreciate the fact that you said this, this, and this, and I appreciate your input. However, you've only been working with me for a few months. I have had this business for many years, and this is what works. This is what my decision is. She was still really nasty and would throw barbs at him. He finally turned to her and said, I'm in a really good mood today, and I'm going to stay in that mood. I have things I have to do, so I'm going to go, and he left. She had been doing this in front of some other employees and had been way out of line. I told him, you absolutely did the right thing there. If he had sat there and tried to argue with her, all it would have accomplished was to have it escalate into a big argument in front of everybody in the office. He was centered, he was strong, he was not letting her get to him. That was what he needed to do in this particular instance. As I explained to him, 9 times out of 10, if she's mad at you for not taking out the garbage, you take out the garbage and she's still angry at you, then it's not that she was mad at you about the garbage. The reason she was angry was that you gave her your word and then didn't keep it. When a guy does that, it does not make his lady feel safe. It makes her doubt his masculine core. When she doubts his core, she either has to test him to feel his strength or to help him to step up and be a stronger man. I highly recommend that you get David Data's book, The Way of the Superior Man. You can actually go to my website, click the products tab, which will be at the top of your screen on any page of my website, and you just go and you'll see it selected there. That link will take you right to Amazon.com. One of the things I use a lot to break tension is humor. If I have done something that has really made my girlfriend mad, I will try to be humorous about it. I'll tease her. I'll banter back and forth just to get her to loosen up and to get her back into her feminine to where she can be playful again. It is very important to use humor and be playful and not take things so seriously. I'm being the leader. I'm setting the tone. I'm choosing not to have or create any drama in my life. That's why communication is so important. If she is shut down and you say, what's wrong, honey? She'll say, oh, nothing. Everything is just fine. When a woman says everything is fine, it's not fine. If you say, okay, as long as everything's fine, and then you go sit down in front of the television, she may come out and say, why don't you take the damn garbage out? She's not mad at you for not taking the garbage out. She is angry because you haven't opened her back up. For some reason, she's not trusting your masculine core and has to move into her masculine, which is not her natural essence, to make up for your perceived weakness. That makes her fearful and bitchy. Women want to be in their feminine energy. Feminine energy is about opening up to receive love, bonding, connection, etc. You didn't penetrate her with your love and presence. That is usually when guys say, well, she says one thing, and then I do what she says she wants, and it makes her mad. She told me everything was fine and to go out and play poker with my buddies when she was in the hospital, so I went out and I played, and now she's mad at me. Women want you to know instinctively what to do. They don't want to teach you how to be a man. They want you to already know how to do these things. One area where women could do a better job is in helping their men understand. Most women just assume he'll figure it out, or he should already know these things. Why should I have to teach him? But most men really don't know these things. So when she says, oh, nothing's wrong, and you know something's wrong, then you need to shut off the television and say, honey, what's the matter? And she might say, oh, I'm fine. I don't want to talk about it right now. Not. That is a test. It is her saying, how much do you really care about me? Are you willing to get past all these barriers and these blocks I'm putting in your way to find out what is going on or not? She might say, I don't want to talk about it. And then I'll say, I'm not going anywhere. Then I'll start using some humor. I will sit there, and if she's in the kitchen or something, and say, what's wrong? And she'll say, I'm not talking to you. And then I'll say, okay, well, I'll just sit here then. And I'll start singing or something along the lines of, Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. I'll start throwing little things like almonds at her. If she's putting dishes away, I'll start taking dishes out and put them back in the counter. I'll just be really silly and goofy. Then she'll say, what do you want? Why are you bothering me? I'll say, I'm not bothering you. I just want to know what's on your mind. And she'll say, I'm not talking about it. I'll say, okay, you're not talking about it. So tell me what's really on your mind. And she'll say, I'm not talking about it. Well, what's eating at you then? She'll say, I'm not speaking to you. You pissed me off.
Me?
Oh, I pissed you off, huh? So what are you mad about? Talk to me. I want to know, honey. Tell me. Communicate. I want to know what's on your mind. Now I have finally broken through and started on hitting the root of the problem. And she'll say, I really, really don't want to talk about it right now. Then I'll say, well, I'm not going anywhere. Then I'll go over, shut the water off and close the dishwasher, and I'll hold her. She may squirm and push me away and say, don't touch me. Then I might start tickling her or pinch her nipples playfully. When they get hard, I'll say, is it cold in here? Are you cold or something? She'll say, you're a jerk. I'll say, I like when your nipples are hard. It turns me on. Have I ever told you how sexy you look with hard nipples? I'll pull her shirt up and blow her in her belly or something, being silly and outrageous just to get her out of that state. It's called a pattern interrupt. She's now seeing that no matter what she does, she can't sway me from my purpose. My purpose is to find out what's wrong, what's on her mind. My purpose is to give her the love that she is really looking for. My life is a drama-free zone, and I'm simply not going to put up with drama. I'm only having fun and being playful. I'm the man, and I set the tone, always. If I were to give in to her attempt at drama and negativity, I'm letting her be the leader. That would only make things worse. Women don't want the power anyway. Be her rock. Be her mountain. Eventually, she may just break down, start crying, and tell me what's going on. I will keep working to pull it out of her. What's the matter? How did it make you feel? When she tells me, well, you did this, this, and this, and it really bothered me, I'll repeat some of that back to her and say, so when I did this and I said that, it really hurt your feelings and made you upset. When you communicate with women, you have to find out what's going on. Honey, what's bothering you? If she says, oh, I'm fine, and you know something's wrong, you can't walk away. If you walk away, she may throw a dish at you as if to say, I can't believe you. And I'll say, what? You told me nothing's wrong. Not that she'll actually throw a dish at you. I mean, obviously, if a woman's throwing dishes and bottles and knives at you, you got bigger problems, and that's not the kind of woman that you want to be around, but it's just a metaphor. What you're saying is, I'm the rock, I'm the mountain, I'm going to be here, I love you, I care about you, let's talk about this, let's work it out, let's get to the root of the issue. But one thing you got to keep in mind is there are women out there that are terrible communicators, or they refuse to communicate, or they stonewall you, and they would just walk away, they'll get pissed off, they'll hang up on you, and they absolutely will not talk about what's wrong, even after you've tried these things. And if you're with a woman like that, it's best to go find somebody else, because psychological studies have shown over and over that the only long-term relationships that last many years, the one thing they all have in common, including relationships that last for many decades, is that communication is so important and so essential to both people in the relationship that they will talk things out and work things out before they go to bed. Couples who let things stew, or when you're with somebody who refuses to communicate, or they threaten you with the end of the relationship, in the long run, those relationships will never work out. And if you spot that kind of a pattern with the person that you're with, it's best to walk away and find somebody else, because they're not mature enough to communicate. It's not your job to fix them if they refuse to participate. That's an extreme example. And no, women don't throw things at me, nor would I tolerate that kind of hostility, but you get my point. Google Corey Wayne when she pisses you off on how to properly set boundaries with women. You have to dig deeper, because she is testing you to see if you really care enough to want to know what's bothering her. If you really care enough to take away the pain she's feeling inside, you need to draw this out of her by asking her questions. Honey, tell me what's upsetting you, and not leaving until you get it out of her what is actually going on. Most guys will just say, I'm sorry, and she'll say, okay, thank you, I'm glad you're sorry. Or the guy says, I love you. Instead of you saying it, she wants you to show it. The way you show it is with your presence. And by showing her, you are not moving me off center here, the words don't really have that much meaning to her. It is your actions and the fact that you are not going anywhere. It is you understanding her when she says, well, you did this, this, and this, and it really hurt me, and you repeat it back. Oh, so I did this, this, and this, and it made you feel this way, and it hurt you, and it made you feel like this. Is that right? Is that how I made you feel? Keep working to pull it out of her. Tell me everything. Don't leave anything out. And after she pauses, tell me more. And, well, how'd that make you feel? Every few minutes or so, when she shares something with you, in order to create rapport with her, you are going to repeat back to her some of the things she just said to you. So you're telling me that the other day when I left without kissing you goodbye in the morning, it made you feel like I didn't care about you. It was as though I didn't appreciate that you woke up extra early to get the kids ready and to make me breakfast. Am I hearing you correctly? Is that what you mean? So basically, I hurt your feelings the other day. You need to acknowledge this. I'm sorry, honey. I was just in a hurry, rushing out the door like that, not taking the time to thank you for breakfast and getting the kids ready. It was wrong of me not to appreciate you. It was wrong of me not to acknowledge that. It was wrong of me not to give you that. I know that was all you were looking for, was a little peck in the cheek or that little kiss, but you're right. I was really focused on what I was going to be doing during the day, and I know I was being selfish. I was only thinking about myself and not thinking about you. I took you for granted totally, and I'm really sorry. That is the way you need to apologize to a woman. Most guys will say, well, I said I was sorry for not kissing you goodbye. You didn't take the time to find out exactly what was going on. You didn't take the time to repeat some of it back to her and create rapport. You didn't take the time to put it into the context of how it hurt her emotionally by breaking through her barriers. Remember, women have an emotionally based operating system. You need to keep working with her, pulling the information out until you hear those magic words, ah, I feel so much better. I'm so glad we talked. I love you. Thank you, honey. And they kiss you and they jump in your arms or you start making love. Then you know you're really done. And then you know you've really resolved it. Now she's totally open to you. And that's when the legs open. Usually, that is what you'll get. And until you get that, you are not done. You haven't completely opened her back up. And if it's things that have been building up for a long time, you may be a couple hours. Each time, you will get a little better at it. You'll be able to get it down to 15 to 20 minutes. Then when something really sets her off, it will only take you 15 to 20 minutes to get her to that point where she is saying, ah, I feel so much better. I'm so glad we talked. Those are the magic words, but not necessarily in that order. She might say, I feel so much better. Or, I'm good now, honey. I'm glad we talked. I'm glad I got this off my chest. When you hear that, you know you've gotten through and the barriers are down. Then you can hold her in your arms and you can love her. You can make love to her because she's open again to you at that point. Women want to be understood. Now you know how to understand your lady by talking about her feelings and getting everything off her chest that has been bothering her deep inside. When you finally get to the root cause of everything that's bothering her, you will hear those magic words. Oh, I feel so much better. I'm so glad we talked. Keep in mind that with a woman, you get no points for what you did in the past. You could have been the perfect husband for the past 10 years, but if you have been screwing up all day today, she will say, you're a jerk, a bad husband, and you never treat me right. Most guys will respond, well, I did this last week, and I did this week before, and I've been married to you for 10 years, and I have always done this, and da-da-da-da-da. Guys go on this whole rationalizing thing. That is the wrong way to go about it. All it's going to do is piss her off more and make her feel like you don't care what's going on inside. It's a big mistake to try to use logic and reason to win an argument, because even if you win, you lose. Women don't think like that. All she is trying to say to you is, you hurt me in this moment and you need to make it right. You do not get points for what you did in the past. What you did for the first 10 years of the marriage doesn't matter. What does matter to her is that you've been screwing up today. She doesn't literally mean you're a bad husband or jerk. This is what she is feeling right now in the moment she is saying it. She's riding the wave of emotion. Don't take it personally. She's just expressing herself. It is just the place that women come from. When she brings up things from the past that you thought were resolved, she's simply communicating that you have hurt her in the same way you did previously in the past. Again, don't take it personally. Women use relational examples to communicate their feelings. It's implicit communication, not explicit communication. Women are emotionally based. I always hear guys saying, women aren't rational. I say, to me, they're completely rational once you understand where they are coming from. When you understand that everything they say and do is emotionally based. The art of knowing. The art of knowing the right and wrong things to do with and around a woman can be a tricky path to walk. It is a lot easier when you use common sense. For example, don't talk about other women. Come on, guys, how bright do you have to be to figure that one out? If you're at the beach, don't say, hey, that's a really nice bikini that girl's wearing, or she's got some really nice sunglasses. Your woman knows you are comparing her to that woman. Do not tell her you really liked it when your ex-girlfriend used to do this and used to do that, or how your new boss wears her hair long and straight and really nice, and that she was wearing this really nice tight dress. A woman knows that when you comment on another woman, you are making a comparison. They certainly don't like it. Why would you go out of your way to make her miserable? Now, if she is noticing another man, she may be bringing it up just to test you. It may be her way of saying, will you pay more attention to me now? It also could be an indication that maybe things aren't going as well as you think they are in your relationship, so she's noticing another guy. It is her way of saying, hey buddy, you better get your act together because my attraction is dropping. It is important to be aware of that. You never want to argue with one because it's only going to escalate. The bottom line is that you are never going to win an argument anyway. Women don't fight fair and they don't argue rationally. Their arguments are mostly emotionally based. If you are trying to have a rational argument with her, she will only end up throwing around more of her emotions because she is trying to say, hey, you need to notice me. You need to acknowledge my heart. You need to acknowledge how I feel. You're not doing that by arguing. When I talk to clients who are arguing with their women, I know they do not understand women. It is impossible for guys who don't understand women to have effortless and drama-free relationships. All arguing will do is to cause her to argue more, raise her voice, throw some more emotions into the mix, and possibly to cry, scream, and do all the other things she may do. It is more productive to take a metal hammer and beat yourself over the head than it is to try and argue with a woman. If you have just screwed up and she brings up something that happened 10 years ago, it is just her way of trying to drive the point home. She is bringing up other times you wounded her in the same way. You can't take it personally. She is trying to say, hey, listen to me. I want you to understand me. The communication technique I covered previously is what you need to use to get through and acknowledge her. One of the other things to keep in mind, as it invariably comes up at some point with your girlfriend or wife, where she will see a very attractive woman and say, do you think that woman over there is pretty? Most guys will look over and say, oh yeah. What I will often do to show her that I really adore her is to respond with, where? Or, yeah, she's hot, but not as hot as you, baby. Girlfriends of mine have done this while I'm sitting at dinner. She will say, look at that girl over there. I'll continue to look at my girlfriend in the eyes and say, I don't see her. She'll say, that one right over there. I'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. Even though I'm sure there's a very pretty woman over there, is my way of saying I could care less about the woman on the other side of the restaurant. You are the only one I care about. I also might playfully say, what, you want to have a threesome with her or something? I might even say something like, you are the most beautiful woman in the world and the only one that matters to me. It is a subtle way of showing her that she has all of my presence. In her own subtle way, she's looking to see how you react to another woman. I take that as an opportunity to show her how into her I am and how committed I am. Weathering the storm. Women are like the ocean, and guys have these little rowboats or canoes. A guy will just be cruising along, and it's a nice, sunny, beautiful day, and he's thinking, wow, this is really great. The ocean is flat, then all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, it becomes like a hurricane. There are 10-foot waves everywhere. The guy, no matter what his lady is doing, has to remain centered. In other words, he can't let her capsize his boat. He can't let her sink him. He can't let her get him off his path and his purpose in life. And he can't, no matter what, let her get him out of his masculine. If she does capsize your boat and you sink, first you have to bail it out and bring it back to the surface. Now she will make it twice as hard, the storm will get twice as bad, until she sees that no matter what she does, she can't sway you from your path. It doesn't matter if she's yelling or cussing at you or saying, I hate your guts. She's just expressing emotion. The movie Cinderella Man is a great example of how a woman tests the purpose of her man and tests his strength and masculinity. It's based on a true story. Jim Braddock, the boxer, had been out of boxing for 2 years due to an injury. A promoter friend comes to him and says, hey, I've got a fight. It's a one-time shot. I need you to fight tomorrow night. He had 1 day's notice without training and ends up beating the guy. So with zero training and no fights for two